Baseball is back, and the Fan is live at the spring training home of the American League champion Texas Rangers in Surprise, Arizona. Rage 105.3, the Fan.
Live from Surprise, embrace your Rangers road rage. Spring training here in glorious, sunny, 80-degree Arizona. Richie and Greg Oak, Stravaganza 105.3, the Fan. Greg Oak, 1 month from today, we play for real.
Yep. Opening day, 1 month from today. And if you don't have your tickets, you're probably not going to get any.
Nope. April 6th, ballpark in Arlington, Rangers, White Sox, already sold out, except for probably standing room only.
Hey, three anniversaries today. 100-year anniversary, 176-year anniversary, and 66 years. David Gilmour of Pink Floyd, 66 today. He's greatness.
Is he?
Yes, he is.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, he is.
All right, I'll check back with you in a minute when he dies. All right, Grego, so today you continued what you started yesterday. Give us a quick recap of your interfacing with Josh Hamilton yesterday. Or was this Sunday?
No, it was yesterday.
Yesterday morning, yesterday. Okay.
You know, just approached Josh Hamilton and asked him if I could, you know, talk to him. And he wanted to know what about. And, you know, I told him playing too hard. And he totally dismissed it and said it was a crazy question and didn't need to be answered. And pretty much blew me off and walked away. So, you know, I guess I'm a glutton for punishment. But
no, you just knew that you weren't in the wrong, and you wanted to clarify, or maybe, like we said yesterday, we all have bad days, right?
Yeah.
When maybe we give the benefit of the doubt. Maybe you just, for whatever reason, he was in a bad mood. Give him a second chance. So today, we all went over there. Guns up, Sybil, me, and you in the Rangers clubhouse about 8 o'clock this morning when the media time is from 8 to 9. And there's Josh Hamilton talking, and Grego, you approached him. This is what it sounded like. Josh, approached by Grego, part two.
Josh, you got a second? I think I did. I'll tell you what.
How many people I asked that question to?
Huh?
You don't know how many people I said, man, this guy asked me this question this morning.
See, I didn't. That wasn't really a question. I mean, you asked me, what do you want to talk about? And I said, playing too hard. I didn't ask you about it. I just said, playing too hard.
What are you going to write about?
I don't write.
I'm on
whatever you tell me, whatever you say.
What are you going to
talk about? And I'm going to be as fair as I can.
What are you going to write about? He thought you were a writer, Grego.
Yeah, he has no idea. He has absolutely no idea.
So was that, because me and Sybil were over there talking to Napoli and other people. Was it tense? Was he friendly? What was the, just kind of set the mood for us during that exchange?
He couldn't have been any nicer. Couldn't have been if he tried.
So when you walked up, it wasn't like, oh, boy, here's this guy. It was like, jokey. You got a better question for me.
No, I mean, he, when I asked him if he had a couple minutes, he goes, you're going to have it better than you did yesterday? And then he started laughing.
Okay, do you think he went home last night, looked in the mirror, and said, man, I was unfair?
No.
How'd he explain his different approach same dork in you walking
I
up?
I don't have
the way baseball goes.
Okay.
But I can just tell you.
Maybe Wash has it right.
That he could not have been any nicer. He could not have been any more accommodating. And then after that, we had a conversation, not an interview.
All right. So your first question was something about being a five-tool guy, something you talk about a lot here on Rage.
You're a legitimate five-tool guy. There's about maybe half a dozen of you guys. What do you think when you hear somebody refer to you as a five-tool guy?
You as an athlete, as a competitor, you want to be a complete player. And, you know, I've always practiced and worked on every aspect of the game. Could I steal 30 bases? Yeah. Do I need to? No. Do I want to keep my big body off the ground as much as possible? Yeah. That's probably the aspect of my game people don't really get to see when I'm on the bases.
Seems like it's going well. It's a good exchange. Grego, then you asked him about what does he enjoy best, an offensive play or a defensive play?
What gives you the most joy? scoring from second on a single, hitting a home run, getting a key base hit, making a great catch, or throwing somebody else on the base pass?
More defensively than offensively. But my scoring from first with a ball in the gap, that's getting to be a club. I really enjoy doing that, man.
It's going well.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, you're just having a conversation.
Yeah.
And everything's cool.
Yes.
All right. Then you turn, as you always do, you turn the topic to track and then Josh's running speed.
Did you run any kind of track when you were in high school?
I ran in when I was in elementary school. When I was in middle school, I ran track. High school, I just focused on baseball.
Are you really fast, or are you just baseball fast?
I am not. I'm about average off the start, say running the bases. But as I get going, I'm really fast. Just like in a ball in the outfield, I get good breaks. And then you can see, if I got to go a long way, you can kind of see the accelerating button hit. So I'd say the first 10 steps, I'm an average guy. And then after that, it gets going.
Once again, this pretty straightforward question and very straightforward answer.
Seems like he's trying to answer your question the best he can. He's not blowing you off by any means. All right, and then... So did you plan it this way? Did you say, let me butter him up a little bit with three, and then I want to get back to the question yesterday that kind of ruffled his feathers?
No. As I do in most interviews, I have no idea where I'm going to go. I just listen to what they say to me, and then I react on that. I don't believe in the, you know, pre-written questions for an interview. I mean, that's...
All right. Well, with Josh Hamill this morning, we made the uncomfortable gear shift from running track, your foot speed, to... What got Grego kind of in trouble yesterday? Playing too hard.
At the risk of you getting pissed off, at the risk of you walking out, let me just ask you a question. Now, this is a question, okay? Legitimate question. All right. Is it possible for you to throttle back in a game?
No, it's not. But it's possible, like I've proven, for me to play smarter.
Josh, even when they tell you, you got to play smarter, and you're thinking about that before the ball's hit to you. You're thinking, I got to be smart. When that ball has been in the gap, and you think you can make it out for your team, you can't help yourself.
It's got to be, you know, now as before the situation happens, know what the situation is. You know, are we up by five runs? Are we, you know, down by one run? Guy on first base, ball hitting the gap, two outs, and I can get there, save a run. Yeah, I'm getting there.
See, that's all I wanted to hear when we have this conversation. Me, Greg and I, we get into this a lot, and it's, you say Josh cannot throttle it back, it's instincts, and I say, but there's a time when you can play smarter, and Josh just said, yeah, if I've got to get to the ball in the gap, I'm going for it, but I've got to be smarter about when I decide to go after that ball.
But if they're down by one run.
After one run, you want him to bust
his
ass.
He's gonna bust it.
But a couple years in Minnesota, he got hurt in like a 6-1 or 7-0 game. All right, Josh Hamilton with Grego this morning. He then got around to his health, and how bad was last year? How good are you going to be this year?
How's your health? I mean, because you were banged up last year. I mean, you shouldn't have been playing in the World Series.
No.
Okay, if that would have been in May, would you have been playing?
In May?
Yeah.
No, not at all. No.
But because it's the World Series and you're one of the tough guys.
Because I, you know, I was taking so many measures to be able to play that I wouldn't have been able to do that from May to the end of the year.
Did you take any pain stuff?
Shot of Toradol, which is anti-inflammatory and a little bit of pain, but no pain pills, no nothing like that.
All right, Grego, so that was a very calm, collected, thoughtful interview, and everything was fine. Well, then I looked over, and Armin was standing by me, and Armin was the one holding the microphone. All of a sudden, Armin goes, I go, what are you doing? Is the interview over? I looked over, and you and Josh are having an animated conversation. When the mics went off, did the gloves come off, or where'd the conversation go then?
No. I mean, I felt he'd given me more than enough time. You know, I'm not one of those guys that think you need to go in there and dominate them for, you know, 20 minutes or so. And so I asked Armin to shut off the recorder and give me a second. And then Josh and I had a conversation that I'm going to keep private.
What was the topic of it?
Two addicts talking to each other.
Really?
Yeah.
All right,
I'm gonna keep that private because I told him I would.
Okay. Now I don't want you to get in trouble or betray his trust. Was he open to your side of the conversation?
Very.
Really?
Very.
All right. There's Grego versus Josh, a much happier ending.
I'm convinced that I caught him on a bad, bad day.
I'm glad we kind of threw that out there as a possibility yesterday. It sounds like what happened.
I think that I might have been too hard on him yesterday, looking back on it. You know, just looking back on it. And do I think he had a make good today? No, I don't think he did that. I don't think that he ever thought that. I think he really legitimately thought that was a stupid question.
But he answered it today and talked with you.
We were able to laugh about it today.
All right, there's Grego versus Josh too. Sounds like they fell in love all of a sudden. All right, next up on 105.3 The Fan, live from Surprise. The bounty story will not go away. Now it involves the Cowboys, the head coach, and a former player talking about bounties at Valley Ranch. What the what?